For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Aaron Fitt, co-editor and national writer for D1 Baseball. He is a great clubhouse guy. Go check him out on Twitter at Aaron Fitt. The college baseball season, but we're 2 weeks old. Yeah, I'm getting in on the ground floor, sort of. I'm like in on the second floor. Not really the ground floor. But am I to believe that with the four ACC schools in the state and throw East Carolina into the mix as well, that we've got five of the top 20 college baseball teams in these United States of America? Is that true?
That's the rumor, Adam. And I think it might actually be the case. Yes, it's really a banner year in North Carolina. And we brought Campbell into our top 25 this week, too. You know,
jeez.
So that's another one.
That's unfair.
You know, it's crazy good. You know, Wilmington has a good club. Charlotte should have a good club. This could all be postseason teams this year. Really, it's and this is a great college baseball state.
Yeah.
But this year feels like Wake Forest being the best team in the country. That's a great place to start. But all those other teams you mentioned, ECU, Duke, NC State, UNC, they're all kind of stacked together there in the teens in our rankings, and I think all of them are very dangerous.
I mean, how good is UNC Greensboro?
They actually beat Wake Forest
right
last week.
That's why I asked. It's kind of amazing.
I don't think they're very good, but that's baseball. But, that was one of those wild things that happens over the course of the season.
Aaron Fitt is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, let me start. Wake is very much established at or near the top. It's sort of another Vanderbilt, maybe without the national championship. But, they're innovative. They got their pitching lab and all of that. And five of the preseason All-Americans, according to D1 Baseball, are with the Demon Deacons?
Yeah, that's right, and that's a lot. Especially when you think about the fact that they lost three All-Americans from last year's team. And Rhett Lauder's gone, and the Sullivan kid who was in their rotation, and was an All-American, he's gone. Brock Wilkin at third base. I mean, how do you lose those three guys? And the next year, you still got five preseason All-Americans, and it's really incredible the way that they crushed the transfer portal, which is so important in this
right
day and age. But you bring in a Chase Burns from Tennessee, who's just absurdly talented, was the national freshman of the year 2 years ago, went to Omaha last year at Tennessee, an SEC program, and you get that guy to leave Tennessee and come to Wake Forest. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but that just shows you how smart they are when it comes to putting together plans for development for these players. I mean, I've talked a lot with their pitching coach, Corey Mascara, and you talk to that guy for 45 minutes, and trust me, there's no conversation shorter than 45 minutes with him. you'd be willing to buy anything. Sign me up, man. I'm in. It's very, very impressive how smart they are. And then you bring in Seaver King, the transfer from Wingate, who was a Team USA guy last summer,
right,
dynamic center fielder. I mean, so, yeah, those two guys, what they already had, they're loaded at them.
All right, let me go a little bit closer, but same kind of thing. What Duke has been able to accomplish, where there really was almost nothing there, a decade ago. They have established themselves also as, not necessarily at the level of Wake, but they're off to a great start. They're super good offensively, and they basically have the Ivy League pipeline, right?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, they've done a great job recruiting those Ivy Leagues. Because, there's no opportunity to play play as a graduate student in the Ivy League, you have to transfer. So those guys commit early, and Duke's obviously a logical fit for them. But that's a big jump up in competition, you know. And it's pretty amazing to me that they've really done a great job with those evaluations. I mean, Charlie Bielenson was an Ivy League guy who didn't have really a great career at Brown, and now you look at him, and he's an All-American caliber closer at Duke. You know, I mean, the two corner infielders that they've got there, Logan Bravo from Harvard and Ben Miller, and another Ivy League guy, I think, from Penn. I mean, so it's you know, they just keep on hitting on these guys. Again, very smart people in this program. And when you think about their history, I mean, you're right. A decade ago, they were not much. I mean, they hadn't been to a regional in over 60 years.
Yeah.
And now they've been to three super regionals in the last 5 years. They're knocking on the door to Omaha. And they've got a new facility on the way. So I think their pitching staff is actually elite this year. The bullpen, probably the best in college baseball. It was last year, just about right there with Wake Forest, and all those guys are back. And so you got that bullpen. You got a healthy Jonathan Santucci, a real big-time ace on Fridays, and they've done a great job retooling their lineup. I was worried they wouldn't hit with all that they lost last year, and they're hitting. I mean, they did a really good job there.
I mean, Chris Pollard is like not Voldemort. He's like, Dumbledore. That's what I meant to say. He's not evil. He's not dark. He's very light. He is like Dumbledore. Thank you very much. I like to quote Harry Potter when he was a hell of a Quidditch player, Harry Potter, but not much of a baseballer. Aaron Fitt, D1Baseball.com, co-editor. There, we just had a series between North Carolina and East Carolina, and again, I'm saving NC State, I guess, for last here. But the fact that those two schools played a 3-game series, which shows, you know, the respect. I think they realize that. Look, even if we were to get swept, it's not going to damage us because we know how good the other team is. It's obviously probably better for East Carolina given leagues. But it just shows great respect for, you know, how these coaches view the sport.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it's a great thing for college baseball in the state of North Carolina to have these traveling series between two programs of that caliber with those kind of fan bases. And, you know, I wasn't there this year. I'm out in Texas, but I was there a couple years ago, maybe last year, for that traveling series. And it was like a super regional atmosphere at all the venues, you know, in February. And that's pretty rare in North Carolina, especially. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not Arkansas, we're not Mississippi, we're not LSU. I mean, but we're not far behind that. I mean, it's really growing. And I think doing this kind of stuff is wonderful. I mean, South Carolina and Clemson have done it for years. It's been very effective. Yeah. Georgia and Georgia Tech started doing it, these traveling series, and now it's become a regular thing with UNC and ECU. And you're right. I mean, it's really huge for East Carolina to win that series, even though I do think the American is getting better with conference realignment. They still, I mean, if you're looking to be a top eight national seed, which is their goal pretty much every year now, you got to have those marquee wins out of conference if you're in the American. And so taking 2 out of 3 this weekend was just huge for the Pirates.
All right, finally, before I get to State, just your thoughts on maybe the story of the year in college baseball, and it happened in the opening weekend with Parker Byrd, getting an at-bat for East Carolina, the amputee. He drew a walk, but, I mean, I would have loved to have seen him just pop one. I mean, what are your thoughts on just that as a story?
Yeah, he's an inspirational kid. I mean, we had a story on him last year in our site, and it was just really incredible to read about kind of the way he's viewed this thing. I mean, his outlook since the accident, it has been unrelentingly positive and just motivated and determined to, you know, go out and help. Help other people in you know, situations like this. And there's another kid. We got another story coming on our site actually this week. Another kid who had a boating accident. It's kind of a freak thing. The exact same day as Parker, and also had an amputation, and is also a baseball player. You know, and Parker is kind of taking this kid. I think the high school kid, he's taking him under his wing a little bit, and it's really neat. You know, it's just one of those kids where you got to root for him, and I hope he gets more opportunities to get back out there because he loves the game of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, just an incredible story. And, you know, one of our guys here, Graham, does PA for East Carolina home baseball games. And I'm not sure you could hear him Hear the introduction. The ovation just was deafening. All right, look, finally to the Wolfpack. Elliot Avent just keeps cranking out teams. This is year in and year out. And I know sometimes his fans go, "Oh, we're not this, we're not that." But, man, it's not my imagination. They're always in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perennial regional team, you know, and they've won their share of regionals, and they've been to Omaha a couple times. I mean, the consistency of that program over 30-year period or whatever it's been, almost 30 years for Elliot now, it's incredible. You know, it's really not easy to do that. You look at all the programs that have these dips, even elite programs, they just don't seem to have those dips. And, you know, and again, like, they've done a great job of the portal. They lost a ton from last year's team. They just go right out and reload. I mean, I love the transfers that they brought in. All the infield's basically entirely revamped. The outfield, you know, new guys out there too. And then you got these really exciting freshman arms that I'm just very intrigued by. I mean, they think it's their best recruiting class since Rodon and Turner came in. And I agree with them. I mean, just based on what I saw in the fall, there's a lot of real arms. And, you know, after they lost Matt Willitson to injury heading into the year, it just kind of creates more opportunity for these young guys to, you know, to hit the ground running and kind of learn as they go. And there's a lot of upside there if those guys can figure it out as quickly as I think they might, you know, because it's more stuff on that staff than they've had for quite a while.
Best recruiting class since, you say, Rodon and Turner. So for people who don't know, that would be Carlos Rodon, still in the big leagues, and Trey Turner, killing it still in the big leagues. That's a heck of a recruiting class, even when we're just talking about those two players. Real quick, Sam Heifel a couple of years ago just took the world by storm. That was unfortunately COVID marred that season. Where is he now? What is he now?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, it's been neat kind of to see him come back, because the last 2 years, he really wasn't himself. Just, you know, injured. He just wasn't healthy. And it was basically two lost years. And I think a lot of people were kind of thinking we had seen the last of what he was. But he just kept working at it, man. And he's their Friday night starter now, you know, and had great outing week one, not as good this week out at Hawaii, but when I saw him in the fall, it was the best I'd seen him since 2021, that Omaha run. He's really come back strong, and that, they need it, you know, especially without Willits. And I mean, he gives you that veteran guy, top the rotation, that just kind of sets the tone for you, and all the team, you know, his teammates love him, and he's an easy kid to root for, and they love playing behind him.
All right, final thing for Aaron Fitt, D1Baseball.com, at Aaron Fitt, great clubhouse guy. Wake Forest obviously has separated itself from everybody. Of the other five schools we talked about, other four schools we talked about, who's the best?
Right now, I think I have to say East Carolina, and it helps that they just won a series against
sure.
the Tar Heels, but a series that could have gone either way. And that game on Sunday looked pretty wild back and forth, but I love the 1-2 punch that ECU has at the top of the rotation. They're Trey Savage, first team preseason All-American, you know, first round talent. He's really good. And then they got this kid, Zach Root, who's a sophomore lefty, who's emerging through seven innings, I think three hit shutout ball this weekend against a very, very good North Carolina offensive team. So I just think that having those two guys setting the tone for you the first 2 days, it's going to make them so hard to beat in the 3-game series. And their offense is kind of like typical East Carolina, man. They just like, they got all these winning players, these veteran guys, the Jacob Starlings, the Justin Wilcoxons, you know, Jacob Jenkins Coward, these names that we've seen around for a while. They're old. They just know how to do all the little things you need to do to win. They have enough power. It's not maybe like a vintage powerhouse ECU offense, but they have enough power, and they're just going to grind you down with tough at-bats from top to bottom for nine innings. And I just think they're tough to beat.
Five top 20 teams. Actually, a week ago, I believe we had five teams in the top 15 of college baseball, according to D1Baseball.com, and it's legit. You're going to make us pay attention every week for the next, 12 weeks or something like that. I thank you very much, Aaron. We'll talk very soon.
All right, Adam, you got it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.